RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yes, it is. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Sunday night football. The 49ers beat the Bears last night 42-38. The Hawks lost to the Knicks over the weekend 128-125. They'll play again tonight against the Thunder. Pregame is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9. The Game with tip at 8, and the Ravens and Steelers will play for the AFC North in Week 18. Plus, the Bucs and Panthers will battle for the NFC South in Week 18 as well. Both teams lost over the weekend to set up this winner-take-all showdown. And Mike may be onto something with the famous movie scores we were just playing, because the one we were just playing, Dylan, can you give us a sample of it? Not technically a movie yet. Yet!
That was the first thing I asked when we went off air. I go, wait a second.
That was the biggest hint she could have gave you.
I said, wait a second. Is this a movie? Does it have to be a movie? Because I feel like the fact that you knew it so quickly leads me to believe it's Stranger Things.
You would be correct.
Let's go.
You'll be correct.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you just got to work your way around to it. Because I was telling her, I was like, the fact that Dylan knew it so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, it would have to be something along the lines of something I have not seen, which would be like Avengers, like some kind of movie. You know what I mean? Like some movie that you've watched, but something that she would know. So I couldn't go with like Dune or something. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it had to be something both of y'all were in on. So
I've seen Dune, but I don't even know if I would know the Dune score.
Yeah, exactly.
If I heard it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So like, I had to walk myself through there and be like, what would she know so well? He'd know automatically. There's not a lot of crossover, man. Yeah. So
Avengers would have fit in that category too. I don't know what Avengers
are. Problem solving. Yes, right, exactly. Right off the top. I would have been like, yeah, it's got to be one of those things.
But the Stranger Things finale is going to theaters on Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday only it will be playing.
Oh, wow. Really?
I got the last ticket in a movie theater for Thursday at noon.
I got Wednesday at 8:30.
Y'all are so serious stoked right now. Y'all are serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to show the finale. I don't know, man. It's going to be epic.
I don't know if I hate this or love this. Like, I'm trying to decide. I've got a ping pong match going on in my brain.
Would you rather us nerds stay home alone?
First of all, I'm a nerd too. Don't get it twisted. But I might be a meathead, but I got a lot of nerd in me.
Would you rather stay home alone and watch it or go to the movie theater, support our local community, buy some popcorn, and enjoy with friends?
Friends and other fans.
You're asking me a loaded question like it would be completely ridiculous for me to say I'd rather watch something on the couch. It's just a show finale. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not just a show finale.
The whole
Stranger
show's been on
show
Netflix.
Finale.
Why don't you finish the show on Netflix? I don't understand. You spent this entire time watching it on Netflix.
Mike, watching something in theaters is a completely different experience.
That's why I'm playing ping pong in my brain. But why not, like, 2 days in advance, put the entire, like, end of the season, every season, like, 2 days in advance of when it launches on Netflix? Why not do this every time? Just because it's a finale? I don't know, man. I hope y'all have a great time. I'll leave it there.
So
I hope y'all have a great time.
You know what? If somehow you get caught up
trying to make me feel guilty, come on, support your local. Get out of here, man. Hey,
but you're
ain't none of them local anymore anyways. There's like two local ones, the entire greater Atlanta metro area.
AMC is totally
What are y'all
local.
Going to the drive-in down the street? Like, get out of here, man. Y'all ain't supporting
Drive-in's
AMC.
A nice spot, too, though.
Get out of here,
you
man.
You also have the option to watch it on your couch as well if you would like. It's not only going to theaters.
But will it is it going at the same day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know.
I thought
he was just saying it was a day in advance.
Well, what time are you going on Wednesday?
8:30.
In the morning or night?
Night.
Okay. It debuts on
Netflix. In the morning.
It debuts on Netflix at 8 o'clock that night.
Okay, so.
There were show times, though, at noon on New Year's Eve. And I wanted that one because I'm so scared I'm going to go in the theater and someone's going to yell out a spoiler.
Oh, God.
I'm not even going to be honest, not going to check my phone that day.
I know. I will
not
be
even going to check my phone.
Radio silent until I go see this.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
yeah. Y'all ever do that thing where you rely on your friend to keep you up to date? You rely on your friends to keep you up to date what's going on in the world? Like I was phoneless for multiple days over the last few days, and I would just be like, you know what, if something crazy happens, one of my group texts will probably go off.
That's true.
And it did multiple times. Yeah. Like there was just like group text thread would pop up, the Matt Ryan stuff would pop up, yeah. And they'd be like, check this out. I'd be like, yes,
thank you for keeping me in the loop.
I did not have to find that on Twitter. Thank you, God.
Well, speaking of Matt Ryan, let's talk about it. Let's talk about tonight's game. Falcons host the Rams tonight. Pregame with Mike and Bo does kick off at 6 o'clock. Kickoff is 8:15. Apparently, Philip Rivers might not be the only quarterback coming back to the NFL, but in a much different way.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan is allegedly considering a move to the Atlanta Falcons front office, according to Jay Glazer. What kind of role, Mike, would Matt Ryan fill?
I think, and I got this question a bunch of times because I tweeted it out yesterday, that I felt really good about Matt Ryan being involved in this organization. And I think, and I said this to Randy before any of this news popped out, I need something to happen that gives the Falcons a linear approach from the top down. We have pieces that are really good pieces, but don't fit with one another, you know, and it's frustrating to watch. And I mentioned when I was working with Randy, I was like, you know, Chris Lindstrom's going to go to his fourth straight Pro Bowl. Chris Lindstrom can't really block short yardage, and he's not really good with a pocket quarterback. You know, you kind of have to be a mobile quarterback. You had to be a wide zone guy. Chris Lindstrom's really good at wide zone and really good on the move. He's really athletic, but he doesn't need to protect a quarterback that's going to sit in the pocket 40 times a game. That's not what he does. And he's going to go to the Pro Bowl, and he's, I think, right now the highest paid right guard in the NFL. So it's just there's some mismatched pieces. You know what I mean? There's things that don't go together. It's a run-first scheme with a tight end that doesn't love blocking on the line of scrimmage. And so anything that I feel like could kind of lend itself to the Falcons organization to bring a linear approach from the top down to say, this is our vision. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to be hired off. I'm not going to be fired. If there's one person that can just be in this organization for the rest of his life and understand what the vision is from the top down, I think that Matt Ryan's that guy.
I absolutely agree. And that's such a great point you make because you have brought up, and I think you're spot on, you've brought up and we've talked about so much about this team not being able to always and for most of the season seems like marry the passing offense and the run offense. And a guy like Matt Ryan, like you said, would be able to help you do that. Would be able to help you say, okay, we need, you know, we need to do this type of thing and you know, this, that, and the third to make sure these two offenses and these two type of styles can actually mesh and work off of each other. And you can do things to play off each other because that's been a thing that we haven't really seen a bunch of this season.
Yeah, and I think what it goes back to and kind of what my point is, Allie, is that you're going to have – let's just say you cleaned house this offseason. Let's just say you went in there and you said, you know what, man, if I'm Arthur Blank, I'm getting rid of everybody. So, but now what you have is you have guys that were drafted under Arthur Smith like Bijan Robinson. You have a guard like Chris Lindstrom who you're going to look if you're a new coach and go, oh, he's a Pro Bowler. But it might not necessarily match up with what you want to do. You're going to look at Drake London. We're going to give him a massive extension. Is he the kind of piece that you want to feature in your offense? I can't imagine that he's not, but – does he get that type of money that lends itself to being a part of this team for the next 10 years? I just think that there has to be that vision from the top down of lining everything up because that's what happens when you have coaching turnovers, when you fire GMs, and when you go out of your way and you get a new coach every 2 or 3 years, all of a sudden there becomes this staggered approach where this guy wants to do it this way and this guy wants to do it this way and this GM wants to draft this guy and this scouting coordinator likes these kind of players. There just needs to be a linear vision. And, you know, you asked me what I thought the role would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact title, and I don't think that they're going to necessarily fire somebody to move him into a role. I don't think he's going to be a general manager or anything like that. I don't think this is one of those things where a lot of people are kind of tweeting me going, yeah, get Rich McKay out and put Matt Ryan in. It's not going to be that kind of thing. But I do look at – there's a guy in the front office right now named Ryan Pace. He's the vice president of football operations. There's also a support staff member named Steve Scarnecchia, who is the chief of staff for coaching operations.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Matt fits like right in the middle of those two, right? Where he can kind of, you know, not chief of staff for coaching operations, but a coaching liaison in a number of ways, you know, can do some scouting stuff if necessary. I mentioned earlier, I would have Matt Ryan, if Raheem were retained, and they were like, hey, you need to go get a new offensive coordinator, Matt Ryan would be in those meetings without question.
Right.
I want to know what the approach is going to be. I want to know what you plan on doing with Michael Penix. I want to know what you plan on, you know, what your run game is going to be. I want to know what personnel you think you need. Because Matt Ryan, as much as you look at him and go, well, he's never coached or he's never – that's fine. Zach Robinson's only coached for 6 years and has never been in that role either. So I don't know why we'd be splitting hairs there. But I do think that you look at football operations from the top down and you line up scouting, you line up the coaching search, you line up, you know, these personnel people, and you just make sure the vision is what it needs to be for this organization for the next 20 years. Not for the coaches to make it to the next contract. Not saying, well, I'm going to play this guy because my job's on the line.
Right.
But simply saying, hey, this is the vision for the next 20. I want to make sure everybody's on the same page and moving forward from there. And I think Matt Ryan's the guy to be able to get that done because Matt Ryan's not going anywhere. Matt Ryan is an Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah.
I know he had that little stint with you know, with the Indianapolis Colts, but Matt Ryan is an Atlanta Falcon. And I think that Arthur Blank would trust him to be in some kind of role where he can do a little bit of everything.
Well, and there was that talk last week about this consulting firm coming in for the Atlanta
yes.
Falcons to look around. Is this one of the things they're proposing, you think?
Probably not. Probably not yet. I would be curious to know which direction that firm kind of worked in. If you were to be hiring a new head coach, would that firm be in the meetings with Matt Ryan? Would Matt Ryan interview with that search firm?
Mm-hmm.
Would that search, I think it's Sportology is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Would Sportology have to talk to Matt Ryan first, you know, with some of the decisions they thought were in there? Or would they simply Sportology talk to him and trust him to implement some of the stuff alongside Rich or Greg Beatles and some of the other, you know, people inside the front office?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Is there any chance that, because obviously the reports have come out now, you know, teed it up perfectly, that, you know, this isn't finalized yet, but they're, you know, obviously talks are heating up. Is there any chance you think that this doesn't end up happening? Because obviously we all think it would be great if it does happen, and I think there's a probably pretty good chance that it does happen, but I guess my question more so is, what would stop this from happening? Like, what would be a roadblock?
The only thing I can think that would stop it from happening is if CBS was talking money with Matt and wanted Matt to be in the booth long term. Because right now he's not in a booth. And he did some booth work over the Christmas holiday and sounded phenomenal.
Yeah.
I thought he was
right.
Great. I thought that he could easily be, you know, the B crew up next to a Tony Romo. But you'll appreciate this. I said this last year when all this stuff came out about Kirk Cousins and where he'd be traded to and where he would land. And I said the entire time, it's like, Kirk Cousins not going to be traded.
Right.
You need a backup here, which he absolutely did. His kids live here. His wife's from here. He has a no-trade clause in his contract. I feel the same way about Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's kids are not much older than Kirk Cousins. Matt Ryan is getting on an airplane every single weekend and flying to CBS and all these other places to do this work. I promise you that if Matt Ryan, given the opportunity, would love to, you know, have a tea time up at Sugarloaf and to head up to Flowery Branch every couple of days. I just think that he would much rather be in that line of work and staying put and not traveling all the time when his kids are, I don't know, his twin boys are maybe like 8 these days. I just think that that's the kind of thing where he would want to stay put. So to answer your question, I don't know, other than the CBS network offering him a booth spot and a lot of money to continue to be part of CBS Sports.
I think it was you that said there's something beautiful about normal.
Yes.
And I think that that could parlay into this.
Yes. It's the office.
I just want to see what his business card would say.
Yeah.
I just want to see what that title is.
Director of Falcons.
And yeah. if...
That's all.
Director
That's
all. Of Falcons Linear Vision.
Matt Ryan, Falcons.
And
I don't know.
If this doesn't happen, this is going to be the new, should have hired Bill Belichick.
Yeah. I don't know.
Should have hired Matt Ryan.
Maybe if they didn't hire Matt, it didn't work out like Dylan was asking about. Maybe it's just simply Matt going, now's not the time. I'll see you in 2 years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Once things have kind of calmed down, we'll see what happens.
You know, the only thing, and I hate to bring this up, but I just thought it's kind of funny. If the Falcons do hire Matt Ryan, I mean, I just hope that fans aren't hope to be like, time to get Matt Ryan out of here.
Bro. No, we can't.
No!
We just can't have that happen.
We can't do that. All right, we can't do that.
We can't
Don't
do that.
No.
If we hire Matt Ryan, just got to remember what y'all said when he was playing and how much y'all miss him now. Just remember that feeling.
Him get blamed for every personnel decision.
All right, exactly. No. Bro, that's what I'm saying,
that third round draft pick y'all wasted on that kid, man.
Right. Matt Ryan vouched for that young QB.
He's thinking about this himself, too. He's like, I don't know if I want this.
I'm still in good standing with these people. Yeah. I don't know if I want to run it back. I might be kicked out of town.
Well, coming up, Aaron Rodgers refused to be on a highlight reel. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.